Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic skyline of Buckhead, where summer has finally arrived, and it's close to the warmest day of the year, and yet it's still very pleasant, and the evening unseasonably cool, which is very nice. This is I want to talk a little bit, kind of before we get going on things. This is United States is about to engage in another war. By the next program, we, if all indicators are correct, will have bombed Syria. Syria has said if they are bombed by us, they are going to attack Israel. And they have placed 500 missiles, Scud missiles, aiming directly at Israel. And Iraq has said that it will attack Israel as well. And the Russians have said that if we do, they are going to respond. The United States has been trying to get the British to back us, and they have not. Cameron has got to go before Parliament because they're not anxious to get involved in another one of these little things. And we've got a mess on our hands because President Obama said, he drew a line in the sand saying, you know, if you do this, we're going to attack, and they have, thinking that Obama would bluff, and he does bluff. And because he does bluff, we have a situation that could spiral out of control and precipitate World War III or Armageddon. And honestly, I have not been able to do much all day because I have had so many people on the social media responding to some of the posts that I put up and just kind of keeping all of this going. And it is a very troubling time. And there are so many Christians who are involved in what we're doing that want to know, is this a sign of the end, and is the Lord about to return? And my, you know, because this is so prescient and so on people's minds, I just thought that I, you know, would talk about it. I mean, if there's anything where your faith is challenged, where your faith is put to the test, where the rubber meets the road, it is in these kinds of things. There are people, you know, that, you know, have posted on my site today, well, you know, Barack Obama's the Antichrist. I'm just, and, you know, I don't know that that's true, nor do I know that these are the end times, any of it. But I do know that it is our purpose as believers to stand in the breach and to stand for righteousness. And regardless of what happens, to be the people we are called to be. Now, Stacy's on the other line. Stacy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Robert hasn't gotten on, so I haven't talked to him today, so I'm not sure whether he's going to be here with us or not.
You know what, Jack? If it's okay, you go ahead and talk, and I'll text him right now.
Okay. Now, in all of this, it's very easy to be critical of President Obama because, he promised that he would go after the people that attacked Benghazi, and he didn't. So in the Middle East, they look at him as if he is somebody who is really wishy-washy, and frankly, they think he's a coward. And now he's in the spot where he feels like he has to do something to save face. And in saving face, with his poll numbers really down, right now he's at a negative 6.7 in the Real Clear Politics average. It means that if he bombs the Syrians, his numbers are going to go up because people are always supportive of the president of the United States in any kind of military situation. That's what we ought to be.
Yeah. You know what, Jack, more so now than any time since we've been on the radio, people really need to buy virtual reality because we are going to have to control our thoughts and keep our minds focused on God to get through what's coming. And I encourage our listeners to call 800-460-4673 or to go to our website, which is www.mcgeepublishing.com, M-C-G-E-E. We need our Lord more than we have. I mean, we always need him every day, but these times, they're coming.
That's exactly right. To just kind of add to what you've just said right there. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
Yeah, amen.
And everything that the Lord has said will come to fruition. Everything that he has promised will happen. Neither height nor depth, nor created things, nor devils, nor anything can separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus, that is ours based on having a relationship with him. Fear not is the key to what we're supposed to do anyway. All of this is true. What's happening is going to test that. And, quite honestly, I don't know how someone, there are two things I don't get. I don't know how a non-believer can really function very well when things get so scary like this, number one. And number two, I really don't get how Christian people can be so willfully deceived that they continue to believe that Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian number one and has the best interests of the United States going for him at the same time. I just don't see how people get that or how they do that. And, what do you think about that?
Well, Jack, I agree with you. These are very, very precarious times. We're just so busy caught up in our own lives that often we don't take the time to really vet out what's going on. And my heart is heavy because I didn't know, you know, I haven't had any news on today. My heart is heavy, very heavy.
Here's the other thing, and this is something that is the most disturbing part of all of it to me. The UN is reporting, and it's the Swiss reported it in the news today, that there is strong evidence that the rebels have used that sarin gas on their own people, and that Assad didn't do it at all, and that they have done this to get us involved in the conflict. And this is from the UN. Yes, and I saw that in on a Russian newspaper, and I saw it in a Swiss newspaper, but I've not heard that being mentioned in the United States at all. Now, you don't hear that the missiles are being pointed at Israel either. That came from an Israeli newspaper. I just take a look at these things internationally because I post a lot on Facebook and Twitter, to be honest with you, and people look to what I have to say. And we cannot depend on our regular news channels to tell us, to give us full disclosure, or to even tell us the truth. They are... The most important story in the last 48 hours has been Miley Cyrus swishing her rear end around and looking skanky on MTV. That's the big news. We're about to go to war with something that could create a thermonuclear holocaust.
Absolutely.
Where, you know, here we have where the Russian, anytime that there's a situation where we are in a nose-to-nose confrontation where the Russians are concerned, that is not a good place to be because Russia, they're not as strong as the United States, but they're plenty strong. And we're not as strong as we used to be because we've had Obama kind of decimate what's going on in the military. So that's a really... really precarious situation that we have put ourselves in. And now, you know, I see all of this stuff happening, and it may be just like the whole Benghazi thing and a complete con. And I'm just beside myself that there is so little reporting that's being done on any of these aspects. And then here we have Barack Obama has just said, well, this would not be a boots-on-the-ground situation. In other words, there'd be no troops. What he wants to do is he just wants to, you know, send cruise missiles and destroy a bunch of things in the Assad part of the country, you know, and then... that's it. Then that means that this little attack is just so that Barack Obama can have a good photo op opportunity and a way for him to look like he's a macho man.
Exactly.
Because
it's meaningless.
What
rhetoric
about the sarin gas? I mean, the whole thing is, you know, if there aren't boots on the ground, how can we capture the sarin gas? And that's the key to the whole thing. Because that is a weapon of mass destruction. It's killed thousands of people.
Well, Jack,
and
I thought that was the red line. Isn't that what Obama stated, that the use of chemical warfare was the red line and it couldn't be crossed?
Well, and they've crossed it, but they're crossed. This is the third time they've crossed it. Well, he shouldn't have said it to begin with, but the key is, and, I mean, number one, this is a Syrian civil war. It doesn't, I mean, really, it doesn't have anything to do with us. We don't have national interest there. If this was in Saudi Arabia and our oil supply was a threat, it would be a big deal. Or if they were threatening the Israelis with sarin gas, which they're not. But we don't have any business in their civil war. And that's what the Russians are saying. You don't have any business there. And, you know, getting involved in this. And, you know, he's, Obama's, you know, he's called the French, he's called the Canadians, he's called the Australians, and he's called the British, all in an attempt to kind of develop the kind of coalition that George Bush had. But it isn't happening. People are concerned. It's, you know, they're gravely concerned. This is wrong, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, this is, we're going to end up doing this unilaterally, and it's going to be to our detriment, and people are not paying attention. This is a serious mistake in international politics.
Absolutely.
But we're going to do it. And, you know, these are the kinds of times where everything that you've been taught, everything that the Lord has planted in you has to be used for His purpose. You are who you are, and this isn't just you, Stacy, but everybody that's listening. You are who you are for such a time as this.
Yeah.
This is the time, this is the place our mettle is about to be tested. And if you're fearful and you're a believer, if you're apprehensive and you're a believer, if you're confused and you're a believer, then this is the time, absolutely the time, to get to know Him better, to understand that He's in charge, that He knows what's going on, and that He is going to accomplish His will through it. Now, that there are 100,000 people dead in Syria, I get it. It's not like this isn't games. Are the Syrian rebels capable of killing their own people to get us to act to make this a great war in the Middle East, with the ultimate goal of pushing Israel into the sea? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is Obama capable of deceiving us so badly that he's doing something completely different than what it looks like he's doing? You betcha. Just like he did in Benghazi. And if you'll remember, when he got on the... when he gave that speech to the United Nations, the entire world, 2 weeks after Benghazi, and said it was because of the video clip, that it was a spontaneous demonstration because of the video clip, and he knew that was a lie, and yet he told that lie to the entire world as the truth. Never apologizing or owning up to being a liar. And this is who we have in the White House. This is our president. We are in great and grave trouble. And, you know, if you want to pray for something, pray that God spares America for the sake of the few. I don't know what else to pray for. I certainly don't pray for Barack Obama that, you know, that he'll some, you know, that somehow he'll, you know, understand God's will and do it, because I don't think that he's capable. But you might. A lot of people do. Maybe I'm even wrong in not, but I just can't bring myself to do it. At any rate, Stacey, tell everybody where the, you know, about the website, and then also tell them about, let's talk to them just a minute about some of the other things that we can help them with, because we're going to be going to that conference here in a couple of weeks, and you know, some of the different products that we have on the website.
Well, our website is www.mcgeepublishing.com, and that's M-C-G-E-E. The phone number is 800-460-4673. And I'll be glad to help you with anything that I can. We have some awesome resources. The search for reality is needed so badly now. And that was one of the reasons why we got the book out as quickly as we did. We also have The Search for Significance, which is Dr. McGee's all-time best-selling book, which teaches you who you are in the Lord. And Jack, let me say this about Search for Reality. This book is so profound. It reveals the ways, the many multiple ways that we are deceived, subtly, and it affects every aspect of our lives. And if we can learn to trust our Heavenly Father, yes, we have some rough times to go through, but our promise is that He will walk through this with us. And He will. He'll be there for us. We have to focus on Him now and not what's going on around us, just like the Israelites have had to do forever. I mean, imagine having to live with the threat of having your home or your children's schools bombed every day. And just like Scripture says, the Middle East is coming against them. And it's not a new thing for them. This is pretty much what it sounds like we're getting ready to go through ourselves.
It does.
We've got
and
to focus
why,
on God.
That's why we're, that's why we're and, you know, it's why we're talking about specifically about the products, which we never do. We also just, you know, have things for to help people with codependency, to help people with recovering from drugs, from everything, actually. There's,
everything.
You know, everything.
And
so, you
we,
know,
you're right. We don't
usually
go into these things. We also have, most people don't realize that The Search for Significance is part of a trilogy. The Search for Peace is Dr. McGee's book on forgiveness. Not what we think forgiveness is, but what God says forgiveness is. And so easily, as is pointed out in The Search for Reality, we become offended, and that opens the doorway for deception and all kinds of harassment. And The Search for Freedom is Dr. McGee's book on the strongholds that we set up as children raised in dysfunctional homes, and most are raised with some form of dysfunction. Degrees are different.
Sure.
And this helps you identify those strongholds and to destroy them. These are things that are critical, because we're going to be the beacons of light in what's coming. We're going to go through some of it ourselves. And people are going to look to us to see how we handle these adversities. The search for reality
is
critical.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true. We end up, who you are speaks volumes, much more than what you say.
Yeah.
And who you've become through all of the mire is, you know, I think a little bit. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to watch Superman, and there was this one episode where there was a diamond that got lost, and It was like so Superman took a piece of coal and he just pressed against it and did all, you know, kinds of things because he had the superhuman power and everything like that. And voila, out comes this big diamond. But I've never forgotten it because it reminds me of just the pressure that's put on us as a piece of coal produces a jewel of great value when the Lord is the author of all of it and taking things and transforming them from so that all things work together for good for people who are called according to his purpose. And, you know, once we get into that and, you know, the pressure of all of these things is to produce a person of value that is Christ-like. And that's what is happening to people all over America. And it can happen to more people than less. And, of course, that's why we're, you know, why we're doing this. And, you know, this is, you know, a little bit different show than we've been having lately. But, you know, I'm glad that we've done it. And there's some critical things that are happening. And we're just going to pray for all of us and just say, I'm going to say goodnight now and just say, thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and we need it desperately. Good night.
Yeah.